The federal government is taking on the transboundary mining issue. The U.S. State Department now acknowledges Alaskans' concerns about pollution from British Columbia mines. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
In November, the State Department issued a statement saying it was aware of Alaskans' environmental concerns, and it said it was raising the issue with its Canadian counterparts. But that's as far as it went until now.
We're very excited to see the federal government engaged in this issue and their response that they've made to us and to see the action going forward.
Barbara Blake is the Walker-Mulott administration's senior transboundary mines advisor. She's referring to a letter the State Department sent to Lieutenant Governor Byron Mulott. He's headed up the administration's efforts to address potential pollution from mineral prospects across the border in British Columbia. Blake says one important promise is to research what the two governments can do to protect Southeast Alaska watersheds.
They're looking at the gaps and limitations of cooperation between our two countries right now. And so we're anxious to see what comes about from their analysis and their review of any gaps or limitations as they currently stand.
The State Department will release its findings at an April meeting of the International Joint Commission. That's the panel that addresses transboundary water concerns. Mine critics have repeatedly called for commission involvement. One is Frederick Olson, Jr., who chairs the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission. He's also tribal president of the organized village of Kasan.
It looks like it's a good first step. Of course, as it says in the letter, to get the International Joint Commission, you'd still have to have the Canadians to support that.
Heather Hardcastle of Salmon Beyond Borders agrees. She's encouraged, but says there's a lot more work to be done.
I think first and foremost, we're looking at some sort of financial assurances mechanism to be set up so that those of us downstream of these mega mines know that appropriate bonding has been required of these mining companies.
She says officials also need to press for better technology. That includes changes in the way waste rock is held. Mines commonly store them underwater behind earthen dams. Hardcastle says that will lead to spills of polluted water that will harm fish and people downstream. That's what happened in 2014 when an eastern British Columbia mine storage dam broke. Observers estimated enough water, mud, and rock escaped to fill 2,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Tribal leader Olson says words can't prevent that from happening closer to home.
Not to be rude, but it's just a letter, you know, and that little piece of paper, if you printed it out, would not stop a Lake of Poison debacle like Mount Polly or something like that.
Walker-Mulott Mines advisor Blake says officials are looking forward to learning more about the State Department's plans, but she says the administration is not turning the issue over to the federal government. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.